Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for the Weekend Wall Street Wrap, sponsored by Stifel. Stifel Portfolio Manager Kevin Curran joins me. And Kevin, I wonder if we're still smarting from what happened with the markets on Friday.
Well, the market certainly caught people's attention last week because it's been a long time. It's been over 100 weeks since we've seen any kind of meaningful volatility. At the Dow off just over 1,000 points, 1,095 points for the week, closing at 25,520. That's about a 4% drop. If you go back in history, though, you'll find that this has happened many times, about 230 times, in fact, with markets down about this much going back to the 1920s. So we have seen this kind of market before, but it's been quite a while since we've seen any kind of volatility, and investors stood up and took notice last week for sure.
You're not using the word correction.
Well, it's somewhat technical idea, but you know, corrections are usually measured as a 10% drop from market's high. We're not really there yet. So this does not qualify yet as a correction, but it is certainly a change in direction from what we've seen the last few weeks.
Speaking of direction, let's go forward. What about this week and what you'll be focused on?
Well, this week we're going to have a relatively quiet week as far as data is concerned. We're going to be looking at some data on Monday on the supply side of the economy. Interestingly, we continue to see expansion there. We continue to see expansion in the manufacturing side of the economy. And the investors are going to still be digesting the employment report from last week, a very solid number. And also, we're going to be looking at Jerome Powell, who takes his seat at the helm of the Federal Reserve this week, and he begins his tenure there.
That is Stifel Portfolio Manager Kevin Curran. Kevin, thank you. I'm Carol Daniel, and that's the Weekend Wall Street Wrap on News Radio 1120 KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.